Welcome to Insights into Insurance from the A-Team at Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.
It's a Saturday morning. That means it's time for our Insights into Insurance program here on 1450 KATE. Mike White is your host, along with the one, the only, Tom Sorensen from Americana Insurance. Good morning to you, Tom.
Hey, good morning, Mike. Thank God it's the one and only, right?
Yeah, they threw away the mold after we both were produced, so to speak.
Yeah, that mold needs to be long gone and burned up. There you go.
We haven't done this in quite a while, and you know, folks, I'll be honest with you, he loves to do this to myself.
I do.
It depends if you're actually paying attention to our Insights into Insurance program here on a Saturday morning, but it's quiz show.
It's quiz time. We haven't done one in 2019 yet, Mike.
Well, this will be the first one here now in April, and we're past April Fool's Day. So, yes, folks, we actually are going to be doing this quiz. I have the question. Tom has the potential answers. And, folks, I do not have in front of me what the correct answer is. So, pay attention, hopefully you do as well, and see if you can get these questions correct as we go through them. Quite a few of them to go through this morning. And with that, we do not have a listener email because Tom wants to stump me right away.
That's right.
On our quiz show.
And these questions are all about auto insurance.
So keep that in mind. It's like daytime Jeopardy right here on KATE Radio. I'm Alex Trebek, and
yeah.
We'll see how it goes.
Yeah.
All right, here's question number one. It is, William is furnished with a company car. His wife has a Honda, which they insure on a personal auto policy under both their names. Does the personal auto policy provide coverage for the car provided to William?
And the potential answers are A, William is covered for driving this non-owned vehicle on their personal auto policy. B, William has no coverage for driving this non-owned vehicle, which is furnished or available for his regular use. C, William's personal auto policy provides excess insurance over the coverage provided by the employer. Or D, William's personal auto policy will provide liability coverage automatically, but there is no coverage for physical damage on the non-owned vehicle.
I'm going to go, Tom, with William has no coverage for driving this non-owned vehicle, which is furnished or available for his regular use.
Oh. Holy smokes, Mike, you started out hot there. Yes, so William is furnished with a company car, and basically his personal auto policy does not cover it at all, okay? Obviously, the coverage would fall under the business.
The commercial
and,
owner.
And the commercial auto, yes.
All right. Oh, so I'm one for one. Let's go to question number two. You were driving your personal auto to do errands for your employer. While returning from Office Depot, you injured a person in the crosswalk. You are sued and your employer is also sued. Where is your employer covered for this loss?
The potential answers, Mike, are A, there is automatic coverage for your employer on your personal auto policy. B, there is no coverage on your personal auto policy for your employer. C, you would have to add your employer as an additional insured on your personal auto policy. D, this would only be covered on the employer's business auto policy.
So I know a lot of businesses ask their employees for a copy of their insurance policy and what they're driving. So I'm going to say there is automatic coverage for your employer on your personal
auto policy.
Oof.
Are you kidding me? Were you in my office last night looking at these questions or what?
No, I just know that a lot of employers do ask for
yes.
You know, copies of.
So the answer is there is automatic coverage for your employer on the personal auto policy, but this comes with a but. Okay, so I just want to let you know. So basically, you're out doing errands, you get in an accident. Your personal auto policy, let's say you're doing this for KATE Radio, your personal auto policy will cover it as a primary coverage for that incident. now. What if the suit is larger than what you have for coverage, okay? Or obviously they sue the let's say radio station or the business, okay? The business should have a non-own insurance policy or endorsement to their business auto policy for just this case, okay? So, personal auto policy might only have $100,000 worth of liability coverage on it. Well, the person's suing you for $1 million, let's just say.
Especially if there's a personal injury.
Right. Obviously, there is coverage that they need to have, so that covers. The other, warning I would say, so let's just say they're suing both of you, okay? They could still sue you individually for a lot more than what your personal auto policy is. And the company, and you still could run out of your liability limits. Okay, just so you know that. Okay, there's a lot of
variables.
And then the other thing I always want to tell people is when it comes to this delivery example, pizza delivery, you know, there's a lot of people that are out doing that. And guess what? I would guess almost all of their personal auto policies are not covering them while they're driving for doing the deliveries, okay?
That would be something you want to discuss with your employer, especially if they're asking you to, maybe it's simple, run up to the post office to pick up the mail on a daily basis. Get a hold of your employer and find out, am I covered in case something
would
happen?
That, there again, if you're running an errand or something, that's okay, and you would have coverage for on your personal auto policy. But if you're driving, let's say, pizza delivery, and you're making deliveries, that's your job, okay? That is a non-covered situation on almost all personal auto policies.
I know Uber is not available in this area, but like Lyft is starting to come into this area. That would be the same type of scenario.
We can get coverage for it, yep. So, again, call the agent, okay?
Yep. All right. And that agent could be Americana Insurance, 377-2000. Yes. They can let you know if you, you're covered or not. Let's go to quiz number 3 with our Insights into Insurance program here on KATE. The insured is on a vacation in another state and is found responsible for an auto accident. The insured is carrying minimum limits of liability. The insured's state of residence requires minimum limits of $15,000, $30,000 for bodily injury, but the state in which the accident occurred requires $25,000 and $50,000 minimum limits. Which of the following statements is true?
And the potential answers are A, the policy will pay the increased amounts as required by the state and will send a bill for an additional premium to the insured. B, the policy will automatically provide these higher limits at no additional charge. C, the policy will pay the claim, but only up to the limits of the liability of the insured's policy. Or D, the policy will pay the claim up to the required minimum in the state of the accident, but will require the insured to reimburse the difference.
I'm going to go with C on this one. The policy will pay the claim, but only up to the limits of liability in the insured policy. Oh, my first loss.
Your first one today, yeah. Actually, the policy will automatically provide these higher limits at no additional charge. It would be part of the example, state of Minnesota, that would be a requirement for if you're going to do business in the state of Minnesota, you have to abide by those laws. Now, I can tell you right now, we as an agency would not ever write any of those low limits, okay? So when we're talking, that question is very low liability limits, okay? That wouldn't happen, but this is just a question because there is companies out there, agencies, and phone call website that would sell this. Okay.
This comes to mind, Tom. A lot of people like to go on vacation. I'm going to use Las Vegas for an example.
Yeah.
And they rent a vehicle. And when they're renting a vehicle, the company always says, oh, you have to buy this insurance policy. Does that kind of fall in line with this?
In a way, you don't have to buy the insurance if you have insurance in Minnesota.
Your own insurance.
Yep. Again, the state of Minnesota has a rule, if you're going to do business in the state of Minnesota and sell auto insurance, that is an automatic coverage that you can that you get. There can become some stipulations there. Okay, again, call your agent if you're going to do that. Okay.
All right, they'll give you the right answer.
Exactly.
So. All right, we're going to continue on with quiz. I've gotten two right, one wrong. We'll see how well I do in our next break here. As you're listening to our Insights into Insurance program on this Saturday morning here on KATE, it's quiz time in 2019.
Life as a farmer has many sides. That's why we work with Nationwide, the number one farm insurer, to help farmers and ranchers stay profitable and protected. With Nationwide, you can feel confident you're getting coverage that fits your operations needs. Find out how to help protect your farm or ranch. Call us today.
For all your farm sides, call Americana Insurance Group, your Nationwide Elite Farm Certified Agency in Albert Lea and Wells today.
For your many sides, there's Nationwide. Nationwide Mutual Insurance Company and Affiliates, Columbus, Ohio. Subject to underwriting guidelines, review, and approval. Products and discounts not available to all persons in all states.
Welcome back to Insights into Insurance on this Saturday morning. It's quiz time, 2019, and let's go to our next question. I'll read the question. Tom has the potential answers, and I'll try to see which one I can get correct. A business may be liable for bodily injury or property damage resulting from the use of an auto they do not own, referred to as a non-owned auto. Which of the following is a non-owned auto?
And the potential answers are A, an automobile leased by the named insured, B, an automobile rented by the named insured, C, an automobile owned by an employee of the named insured while used in their business, D, an automobile borrowed by the named insured.
Okay, so if I kind of walk through this a little bit.
Kind of ties to, what was that, number question one or so?
Yeah, I'm thinking it's, we've already talked about the renting. I'm going to go with C, an automobile owned by an employee of the named insured while used in their business. I'm sweating,
you
folks.
You are hot. You are hot. It's 3 out of 4 right now, Mike. And yes, you are right. An automobile owned by an employee of the named insured while used in their business. Now, you could argue that all of those are non-owned autos. That yes, that is probably correct, but it's the definitions of the policy of your contract of what is considered a non-owned auto. Okay, so but an employee car would be considered a non-owned auto.
Which of the following is a true statement as it relates to the parties to a property and casualty policy in regards to a personal auto policy?
Yes. The potential answers, Mike, are the insured is the first party to the contract. B, the claimant is the third party to the contract. C, the insurance company is the second party to the contract. Or D, all of the above.
It's the last question. I'm going to go with all of the above. Wow. Not
you
too bad.
You came up with 4 out of 5. Is that 80%? Is that
yeah,
my
something
Albert
like
Lee
that.
Math?
Yeah, that's our Albert Lee math. I'll put it on my refrigerator at home.
Yes, good job. Good job again. Yes, in the contract, in the personal auto policy, in the contract or other policies also, the insured is first party, the claimant is third party, and the insurance company is second party. So in the contract language. So good job, Mike.
All of the above.
Yeah.
Let's remind folks we still have time to sign up for a very important class.
Yes, next Saturday, 55 Alive or whatever you want to call it, the driver improvement course is going to be held out at Wedgewood Cove. We are offering this April 13th, and it starts at 8 o'clock, and we currently have about 20 people signed up, and so we still got a whole week full of people that can sign up, so I'm guessing we're going to have some pretty good attendance here, and it is for our clients and any other client or non-clients.
Non-clients, yeah. And you need to take this class, folks, before you can do the upgrade, so it's an 8-hour class, then you can do your 4-hour upgrade.
Right, and it's $26 cost. That's cost for the class. That's what the class would cost. And then That will include a meal that we'll provide.
All right. And then a very special time. Tom and I were going to sing together, but Tom doesn't have a very good voice, and I didn't want to upsell him. So a special anniversary goes out to Nancy from the office. 20 years putting up with you.
Can you believe that, Mike?
I can't.
Nancy Volley, 20-year anniversary. We had the celebration this last week. We actually had it on Thursday. Friday is actually her 20-year anniversary, but she had the day off, so that was nice. So we celebrated Thursday, and we've done a lot of fun things with her. And all I can tell you is, Nancy Volley, I hope you're listening, because I can tell you I don't know what I would have done without you in these last 20 years.
She started out not knowing a lot about the insurance business, and man, has she grown.
Isn't that it? She's done everything in our agency.
So, Tom, we'll save the singing to another time.
Yeah.
But as always, happy 20th anniversary, Nancy. I remember when you first started. So, great job. And, of course, if you have questions about your personal auto policy, you can always give Americana Insurance a call.
507-377-2000 or check on our website at www.americanainsurance.com. By the way, we're going to be launching a whole new website. Matter of fact, it could be yet today or Monday. So
look forward to it. And, of course, you can always join us on our Saturday morning with our Insights into Insurance program right here on KATE. Tom, enjoy the weekend.
You too, Mike. Take care.
That'll do it for this edition. Insights into Insurance program on KATE 1450.
You've been listening to Insights into Insurance from the Americana Insurance Group. All information provided is educational in nature and not intended to be acted upon without first consulting the appropriately licensed professional.